Okay, Lag Bomer Hachanas Tashin Pegima, learning Shabili Nishmas Esotihila Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas, Shain the Bas of Yosef. Listen to this amazing lashon of the Pri Etz Chaim and Rav Chaim Vital. When it comes to Yag Ba'omer, Yom Lag Ba'omer, Yir Besimcha Lakavar Rishim Bar Yochai Zuchusa Yalinu, Ki Yom Hilule Delay. At the end of the day, Yag Ba'omer is a great day. We have to make sure to be Marben Simcha. We have to increase our joy tremendously in honor of Rashbi. The no desher, it's so no, who she yismacho beyomze. We have to know, says the Rav Chaim Vital, and this is brought down by the Chida as well, that it was Rashbi's will. It's Rashbi's ratzon that unlike Boma and his yard site, we dafka are happy. He wants us to be happy. And at the end of the day, people, some would say, the Pri Etz Chaim wrote from Rabbeinu Avraham Alevi, kuhu aya noig lomer nachem berchus tishkun. Why is he saying Nachim? It's my day of joy. He might have to bury someone. So make sure that he should make sure that Ariza was told to tell this Rav and make sure he be very, very careful to be very joyous when it comes to Rashbi. What's the joy? What's the simcha? This is what the Chasam Sofer says from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach Babo Nafshi Noki V'tzaruk Lamala Kisla Chadosho V'nigal Lamata Moisif Or L'Nesharim. When the tzaddik is living in this world, he's battling the guf and the neshama and the guf. But specifically, when the tzaddik goes to Shemayim, he's able to be fully above this world. And when the tzaddik is able to be fully above this world, not only is that bringing tremendous yat to the Shmaya, tremendous or lamala, but he gam lamat of Mosif or la and Sharm, says Rav Nosson Adler, quoted by the Chasam Sofer, look at Parshas Nitzavim. He says, this is the in Taurus Moshe. He says, when the tzaddik goes to Shemaim, so clean, so pure, it has a tremendous effect down here and on as well. And that's another reason we have to make sure to be so besimcha, so lichtig, so happy when it comes to Lag Ba'omer. Because in a certain sense, Rashbi is telling us to, right? The Beis Aharon would say, the Karlino Rebbe would tell us, whoever believes in the Koyach of Rashbi, whoever truly believes in the Koyach of Rashbi, has emunah. You have emunah in Rashbi, then you have koach from Rashbi. What does that mean? We're bowing down to Rashbi, Chas v'Shalom? No. It means that we're connecting to the tzaddik, who's connecting to ourselves, who's making us see the light within ourselves, who's making us, instead of looking at the choshech within ourselves, he's making us look within the light within ourselves, to find the or, to find the light, to find the Kedusha. This is what the told us Aaron says, the Pasha Sav. Another reason to why to be happy. On Lag Ba'omer. Yadua Sheva Lag Ba'omer, he Hilula the Reb Shimon Miyorcha. It's the Hilula, the art side of Reb Shimon. And Shebi Shimon, Gila Sivar Zor HaNikra Or. We know that Reb Shimon, Dafka revealed the Zor Sivar Zor, specifically on Lag Ba'omer. And we know that the Sivar Zor is called light. Right? Lahazir Gedol Ma'al Ketanim. Lahazir is the Lashon of Zor, of enlightening and brightening. Says the told us Aaron, the Chopam, this guy, the Sefer Zohar, and every single time we reveal the Sefer Zohar, Ube Prat, the Lag Ba'omer, who Iker is Galus, the ultimate time to reveal Pnimius HaToyot of the Zohar, the Iker time is specifically Lag Ba'omer, Shenestalik Ba'os Hayom, because he passed away on that day, and it's Gal Oyson Orosha, Lerishima Menochai B'chol Shana. And through Lag Ba'omer, a person is able to connect to the Pnimius HaTorah, a person is able to connect to the Or, what it means to live a deeper life, a richer life, a more authentic Judaism. When it comes down to, we're not just talking about learning Torah Sinister, or learning Sas Emes, or learning Perish on the Gra, or learning the Kamar Narav, or learning Ishbit, or Tzadik, or Sas Emes. We're talking about, we learn those Svarim in order to make sure that our Yiddishkeit is a deeper, and a more authentic, and more real way. Not saying, Chas v'Shom, you'll get that from Nigla. A person has to have Nigla very much. But when a person taps into the Panemius, and then it doesn't have to be Chasidish Svarim, it could be anything that brings you closer, anything that connects your neshama closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, closer to Shabbos, closer to Mishpacha, better midos, better kedusha. That's Pnimius HaTorah. The Iker day of that day being revealed, Lag Ba'omer, and it spills over to the rest of the year. It spills over to the rest of the year when we tap into the kedusha of Rashbi, when we tap into the kedusha of the Zohar. This is what the Bnei Yisachar says. Bnei Yisachar writes in Er Gimel Beis. We know the hidden light, the Nistar, Torah, and Nistar was hidden away from, and when did it come? Sheshit Mei Brishis. Right, we know that the Or HaGadol is the Kodesh Baruch Hu hid it away, and He planted it to come out within every generation. Or HaTov HaGadol B'Torah Lvi Zeh Nimsa Shebelag B'Omer Misgala Or HaGadol. When was that Or? When was that hidden light that Kodesh Baruch Hu created in the 6 years of creation? When was it revealed? Lag B'Omer Hu Or She'Adam Mebit Bo B'Sofa Oylem Adsoifo. As the Medrash says, that Or, the Or HaGadol is the light that go from one end of the world to the end of the, to the other side of the world. So you see, at the end of the day, it's the day that the Or HaGadol, the Or HaTorah, the Torah Sanhedrin was revealed for every single year for us to be able to connect to ourselves, to connect to our Chelek HaTorah. As the Alshach says, means that we're davening for our Chelek HaTorah, right? Every single one of us has a Chelek HaTorah. Every single one of us is an os in the Torah, but we have to daven for our Chelek, for our specific Chelek. Dagmar is a day of davening for Torah, for davening, for the, I have a deeper and more authentic and more real connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Through learning the deeper sections of the Torah, and again, it does not have to be Chassidish Shesvarim, but it means Shesvarim that make us look within ourselves, so to look inward, not just using our Mayach, but using our Lev, using our Neshama. Shbizokh to tap in to the Kedusha of Lag V'Omer, to tap into the Hilula, that the Rashbi wants us to be happy, as we saw from Chaim Vital. He said, don't chas shalom so nachem ami, to make sure to be happy, to be able to make sure to remember from the Chassidus from the Rav Nosson Adler, that when the Tzaddik goes up to Shemayim, it has a downward effect to Or Lamata as well. Remember the Toldos Aaron. Remember the Toldos Aaron that the Iker day of his Galus, of specifically the Zohar, specifically like Ba'omer, and it spills over to the rest of the year, and that Or HaGadol, that Chodesh Baruch Hu hid away, Dafka is being revealed on like Ba'omer. The daven to the bonus of Sein Chalkin B'Sor Secha, that we should be Zohar to tap into our Chalik and Pnimis HaTorah, our real, authentic, and more genuine self to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Wish you a beautiful Yom Tov.